Turn to picture 23. God had promised the people of Israel that one day he would send them a savior. The people waited for many hundreds of years for this to happen. But when Jesus came, many of the Israelites did not realize that he was the promised one. They didn't understand that he would have to suffer and die. They thought that he would come as a great king and rule with a big army. Do you remember when Isaac asked Abraham where the lamb was to offer for the sacrifice? Abraham said, "God will provide." We know that Abraham did not have to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, but God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to be the sacrifice for the sins of all the people. Many years after Abraham, when Jesus was on earth, one of God's prophets pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." In order for Jesus to be a sacrifice, he had to suffer and die. God has said in the Bible that all the people have sinned. The punishment for sin is death. This death means separation from God forever in hell. There is no way we can pay for our sins, but God loves us very much, and he does not want us to have this punishment of death or separation. That is why he sent Jesus to be our Savior. When Jesus died on the cross, he died to take the punishment for our sins. Now, if we are truly sorry for our sins and ask God to forgive us, he will do that. We must thank him for dying for us, and if we truly love him, then we will obey what he has to say to us in his word. Picture 24. After Jesus died on the cross, his body was taken from the cross by some friends and the body was put in a tomb. But on the third day, Jesus came alive again. Jesus is the Son of God, and death could not hold him. After he had risen from the dead, he appeared to many of his disciples. They were very surprised and couldn't believe he was really alive. One of his disciples, called Thomas, was not believing. He said that he could not unless he put his fingers through the nail-pierced hands, feet, and the side of Jesus. But when Jesus came and let Thomas see and touch, Thomas believed. Jesus said,
"You who believe are happy because you have seen me. It will even be better for those who believe in me without seeing me."
Now, if we turn from our sins and come to Jesus, he will forgive us and bring us into God's family. Then we can have his great power to help us to live in a good manner that will make God happy. Jesus has also promised us that we will receive a new body like his body after we die. Then we will live forever with Jesus Christ.